Blog Talk Radio. Black Power, just trying to give everybody else a chance to get themselves back in at this particular point in time. What I will do, because those of you who have returned, you've been listening to that probably for about like seven minutes. So what I will do is proceed. And also for those who, because of some people that cut off at 12:30 Eastern and others that got cut off here when I got cut off, but what I will be doing is continuing. And, of course, in our next broadcast, I would have to take up where I left off with this particular thing. And I was, again, going over the 17 traits of a traumatic black of choosing for parental cognitive dissonance disorder. One was hindering their children from relationships. Two, hiding their children from having relationships. Three, seeking attention in order to draw attention away from their children's relationships. Four, creating doubt in their children's relationships to their children. Five, rumors, bestowing rumors to their children about their spouse. Six, vilifying their children's mate or spouse to them. Seven, questioning their children's happiness, functionally influencing the child on what to do with their life. Nine, obtrusive decisions with their child without their wife or husband or boyfriend involved in the decisions. 10, sabotaging their children's relationship intentionally and unintentionally. 11, suppression of their children's relationships. 12, judgment of their children's mate or spouse and or relationship. 13, vindictiveness towards their children's mate or spouse and even their children because of their relationship. 14, lies and stunts, lying and creating exaggerated situations in order to have their children come to them and disregard their relationship. 15, disregarding the worth, importance, and validity of their children's relationship. 16, promoting white European standards or the slave master standards on their child. 17, imposing the slave master's traditions or white European conditions on their children. Now let's make it clear. Eddie King Jr. and his father, Eddie King Sr., Five Heartbeats, 1991 movie script. Okay, here you have it. You reach a certain point. This is where Eddie had made it home. And it goes, hey, how you doing? That's Eddie speaking to his parents. And his father say, where you been coming back here this late? And his mother says, I told you he had a show tonight. How'd it go? And Eddie says, good. And his father says, he ain't going to be shit neither. Then the mother says, he didn't say nothing. And the father says, he ain't got to say nothing. You ain't going to be shit because I ain't shit, huh? And the mother said, why you talk like that? You act like you don't even care for the boy. Father says, Stella, I care about that boy. I just want him to be a better man than me. What a sick and twisted way to go by that. But again, that's a depiction of that trauma, the traumatic black obtrusive parental cognitive dissonance disorder. Here's the 17 curatives and preventatives of the disorder. One, curative and preventative number one, avoid interfering with or trying to impose upon your children or dictate to them their relationships. It is okay to educate your children and express to them what you feel is good for them. It is another to try and dictate to them who they should be with. Many people laugh at people. Many people laugh at people in cultures who have arranged marriages, however, not understanding how they too are participating in arranged marriages. For example, when you marry a person that your mother or father has to approve of, it is an arranged marriage. It is not of your own volition or choice. You're marrying them because of their approval or wanting their approval. It is our duty to educate our children on the healthy, traditional, constructive, and overall functional black African family, which I coined proactive black African family, a.k.a. the black African family paradigm, and proactive black African family values, which are or is a relationship that involves the black male and female together as spouses and not male on male and female on female. Avoid scrutinizing, disrespecting, or judging your child's mate, companion, or spouse. Rather, love your child, respect, honor, and accept their choice in a mate, companion, or spouse, regardless of their education, upbringing, background, religion, spiritual system, or lifestyle. Understand it is your son's or daughter's choice in a mate, companion, or spouse, and stand firm for the promotion of the proactive Black African family, and overall avoid any type of hindering of your children's relationship. Number two, avoid trying to hide or hiding your children from having relationships. Do not run people away. If they are trying to form relationships or relationships with your children, again, it is your duty to educate your children on proactive Black African families and hence trust them for how you raise them. Do not prevent them from finding people and forming bonds and relationships. Three, do not lie to your children or create or make up exaggerated stories, issues, situations, ailments, or illnesses or personal problems to have your child leave their spouse or home or family to come to you. And overall, avoid seeking attention in order to draw your child's attention away from their relationships. Your child will never be allowed to have a functional relationship if this behavior continues and in this behavior. It's not just dysfunctional. This behavior is also unfair to your child and the person they are involved with and the children, if there is children involved. And if they have any at all, and in essence, their new current family or family structure. Four, avoid creating doubt in your children's relationship to your children. Do not introduce any kind of negative thinking, conjecture, or try to invoke fear in your child regarding the person they are involved with. This behavior is not only negative and dysfunctional, it is also selfish and unfair to your child and the other person, especially if children are present. Understand that when your child chooses a person, that is now their family, and in essence, your family too. Accept your daughter-in-law, your sons-in-law as that, or your son or daughter's boyfriend as family as that. Accept them. And not only accept them as a son and daughter, because in essence, you are now their mother or father too. Five, avoid rumors. And avoid bestowing rumors on your children about their spouses. Such behavior will only disrupt your child's relationship, as well as sully the judgment of your child and create problems in their relationship. This behavior is not only dysfunctional and negative, it is also very selfish and is unfair and unjust to all people who are the brunt of these rumors. Instead, if you hear or see anything negative or any rumors about the person involved with your child, it is your duty to defend your child and to defend their relationship, not participate in conversation, rumor, and gossip that will tear down your child, their relationship, and family. Six, avoid vilifying your children's mate or spouse to them. Find the value and positivity in your children's choices and your children's spouse or mate. Get to know them and embrace them as your own. Remember, this is your child's choice, not yours. And remember, it is your duty to educate your children on the proactive Black African family and proactive Black African family values. And hence, trust that you raise them well and have respect for how you raise them. As long as you raise them right, you have no issues with their choice. However, if you raise them wrong, it is still not your place to dictate anything to them. They must make their own choices. It is your duty to support your children. It is a big difference between support and enabling, though. Don't be an enabler, but be a supporter. Seven, never question your child's happiness. Avoid this at every moment because it is their relationship. And if they are happy and unhappy, it's based on their own feelings. If they're happy or unhappy, it is based on their own feelings, emotions, wants, bonds, and aspirations. And let's be clear with this now. Understand, happy is not a script or some empirical list. Happiness is subjective. Happiness is according to each person's opinion, wants, needs, feelings, emotions, bond, and aspiration. And what makes one person happy
or one couple happy may make another person sad as hell or another couple sad as hell. And what makes you happy may not make your adult child happy. And you cannot live through them. It's their life. Understand, you must live your own life and your own happiness. You can't live through your children. Your child's happiness is based on their opinion, wants, needs, feelings, emotions, bonds, and aspirations. 8, avoid influencing your child or their relationships and life decisions. Avoid overall dysfunctionally influencing the child on what to do with their life. Remember, it is your child's life and not yours. Your duty is to educate your children on the proactive Black African family, or proactive Black African family values, and hence trust them for what you raised them. I mean, how you raised them. And if you did not raise them on such values, understand that your child is an adult and trust their decisions and respect their maturity for the fact that they are an adult and respect the choices they've made in the spouse. But do not tell them dysfunctional things, for example, like leave that person, use that person, or that person ain't doing this or that for you, leave them. And overall, do not tell them to just up and leave or abandon their relationships, period. It is their choice, not yours. Trust, love, and respect your Black African child. 9, do not make decisions with your son and daughter outside their involvement or present or approval or disapproval of their mate, spouse, wife, or husband, and overall avoid obtrusive decisions with your child without their wife or husband, boyfriend or girlfriend present, for example. Oh, yeah, go and purchase this or bring this or that in the home or bring this or that person in the home or leave the home and come this way or that way. Make this visit, that visit, hours, weeks, days, months at a time. This is wrong. And you have not only totally disregarded the value of your child's relationship, marriage, family, spouse, companion, wife, husband, boyfriend, or girlfriend, but also the value and worth of your child and the person they're with. Understand that when your child has a mate, has a spouse, a wife, a husband, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, that it is not just your child who has to confirm a decision. They are an item, a couple, a collective. And there's no decision to be made without the other person present. This is what a relationship is, the relating of a person with another person. Do not violate the relating of your child to the people in their life. Respect your child, and respect for your child is to respect their mate, their companion or spouse. Other than that is disrespect. And it is not only dysfunctional or negative, but it is also selfish, unfair, and unjust. 10. Avoid any type of interference, negativity, disruption, chaos, tearing down, over-involvement, and overall sabotaging of your children's relationships intentionally and unintentionally. Do not sabotage or undermine or seek to destroy your children's relationship. Be happy for them and respect their choices and decisions, even if you feel it's not your choice. And even if you feel it ain't the choice you would make, you ain't them. Respect your child and what they choose and what makes them happy. Do not intentionally destroy their relationships. And, of course, type of reverse interference, because any type of reverse interference will and can unintentionally sabotage their relationships if sabotage is not your intent. 11, avoid all suppression of your children's relationships. Do not try to suppress, impede, stymie, or hold your children's relationship. Allow it to be, allow it to grow, because after all, it is their relationship and not yours. Remember, it is your duty to educate your children on the proactive Black African family and proactive Black African family values, and hence trust them for what you've raised them or how you've raised them, if you raised them well. 12, avoid any and all judgment of your children's mate or spouse or relationship. Remember, it is their life, their mate, their spouse, and relationship. Respect your child and their choices. This is what they have chosen, and hence they have spoken. So respect them. Remember, it is just your duty to educate them on a proactive Black African family. And when they make their decisions, it is their decisions. 13, Do not be vindictive towards your children's mate or spouse, even if your child, even your child, because of their relationships. Rather, embrace your child's decision and embrace the people in their life. You will learn that you will and can get a long way with your child and their choices with respect, acceptance, and embracing. You can get a long way with that, because if there is anything that they may find objectionable, any problems they may find, they will then be able to trust you and your opinion and not feel that they cannot or should not talk to you because you're too judgmental, vindictive, self-seeking, or hating, or hating on their choices. They will trust you and be open to speak with you. 14, never lie or do stunts or actuate lies and stunts or lying and creating or exaggerating situations in order to have your children come to you and disregard their relationships. This is a violation to the maturity, respect, decency, choices, life, health, and overall emotional, personal, and mental well-being of your child and the person they are with. This will drive people away from your child because of how they are dysfunctionally choosing the exaggerated situations you bestow in order to have them disregard the person they are with and also their children and family as well. This is not only dysfunctional, wrong, and negative. It is also very selfish as well as unfair and unjust to your child, their life, and the people that they choose to be with. And this behavior will never allow them to have a successful, proactive, and long-lasting relationship or family. 15, do not overlook the importance. This is very and most important, this particular one. Do not overlook the importance and validity of your children's spouse, mate, companion, wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, marriage, relationship, and never disregard the worth, importance, and validity of your child's relationship. Your child is an adult, and they have feelings, emotions, wants, needs, opinions, and desires that they deem important, valuable, and valid. To not accept their choices as important and valid is also denying the validity and importance of your child's life. Understand that their choices are important, valuable, and valid to them, and is as important, valuable, and valid as you feel your own choices are. Your child is a human being, and when they choose another human being to share themselves with, this is an important, valuable, and valid decision. Respect your child's choice and its importance and validity at all times, and their importance and validity at all times. And always respect your child and the people they are with and their overall importance and validity always. This does not imply to allow yourself to be disrespected. And I do mean real disrespect, for example, like somebody cussing you out or something. You ain't got no respect for that. But respect, honor, value, and trust your child's decision. And respect the fact that their decisions are based on their feelings, emotions, wants, needs, opinions, desires, and what they deem important, valuable, and valid. And remember, it is your duty to educate your children on a proactive Black African family and proactive Black African family values, and hence trust them for how you raised them. However, if you did not raise them with such values, respect the fact that they are an adult and respect and accept them and their decisions for who and what they are. 16, do not advocate, preach, teach, or promote white European standards or slave master standards on your child. Your child is a Black African, and the so-called standards and values of the system or white Eurocentric cultural norms or the overall slave master standards cannot work and will not work for your child, no matter if you raise them on it or not. You'll just have another generation, or we will just have another generation of dysfunctional Black Africans. It is our duty as parents, your duty as a Black African parent, to first identify with the fact that you are Black African and regard and recognize the values of Black African life and the Black African family and Black African humanity. And next, to educate your children on the productive, healthy, traditional, constructive value an overall functional black African family, which I coined the proactive black African family and proactive black African family values, a.k.a. traditional black African family or traditional black African family values, or in essence, which I also coined the black African family paradigm, which is the rebuilding, building, and promotion of the black African family, the rebuilding, building, and unification of the black African male and black African female, and the black African male and black African female relationship value and norms. The proactive black African family or black African family paradigm is a relationship or are relationships that involve the black male and the black female together as power. Now you understand what the beast finds a threat. See, when you start talking and you start coming with cures and preventatives and you start exposing things, they want to interfere. But it's all good. But I will go over it again because they don't want me to talk about this. But now I'm going to talk about even more. So they can keep the faggot and sissy shit to themselves. I'm just say that straight up. Fuck it. I'm not even going to be professional with it. I'm going to just say stay the fuck away from that. But let me get back to the point. It is our duty to promote the black African family values. It is your duty to educate your children on the proactive black African families and proactive black African family values, and hence trust them for how you raise them, in essence. The white European paradigm is a dysfunctional family orientation that involves any type of conduct, relationship, and the horrible Eurocentric societal lifestyles. All of them are anti-African, and it's destroying our community and will destroy us. These are drugs, hypersexuality or promiscuity, homosexuality, and God damn it, yes, I said it, debate, disunity, dead devil behavior, pedophilia, bestiality, disease, slavery, prostitution, pimping, exploitation, and the overall disrespect for life, nature, the ecosystem, humanity, and our planet. And the black African paradigm is the opposite of all of that. And for the black family or person to involve themselves with the white European value system is destructive and is genocide. And according to international law, we black Africans have a human right to choose our own values. We have a human right to our own values, norms, human right not to accept anyone impose sexual lifestyle or agenda, whether it is bestiality, pedophilia, promiscuity, hypersexuality, homosexuality, prostitution, or anything else. We have a right, a human right not to accept it, and you can't say nothing to us about it. We have a human right to our own way of life based on our own black African values. 17, avoid imposing the slave master's tradition or white European conditions on your children. Again, it is your duty to educate your children with the proactive black African family and proactive black African family values, and hence trust them for how you raise them. Black power. So what I'm going to do is open the lines for those who are core and dedicated, who call back. Crackers are such haters. But anyway, knock me off again. It's all good, though. But I'm going to open the line to those who have been the core, who have been waiting. And yes, I said it, so I reached it. We will not accept the faggotry or any of this stuff. We just won't accept it, and we don't have to. We have a human right, according to international law, not to accept it. And anything that somebody tries and go out of their way to impose on you, you got to question it. Because why would somebody go out of their way to impose something they do in their bedroom on you? It don't even make sense. It doesn't make sense. And act. Don't try to twist it or say, hey, wait a minute. There was a time when it was illegal for a black person to marry a white person. Nobody talking about that kind of shit, about what race you marry. Even though I could talk about that kind of shit, because we need to keep it to we need to advance and proactively advance our race and people, and we have a human right to that, because anything less than that is genocide. But what I am talking about, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about sexual orientations and any agenda of sexual orientation, any struggle for sexual orientation, or any struggle or agenda for sexuality, any struggle for sexuality. God damn it, you can bring 1,000 people. I'm not into debating my people, but you can bring 1,000 crackers or whoever you want to bring about this one, and God damn it, I won't debate you. I will goddamn use empirical facts and shut this shit down. But this is the point. I don't give a fuck who you bring. This is a fucking matter of empirical fact. Any goddamn struggle, sexual struggle, sexuality struggle, period, is some illegitimate, perverted bullshit. If somebody came and had a hypersexual struggle with a hypersexual flag and tell you that, you know, they want to struggle to know how many people they could screw, that is illegitimate and perverted. If somebody had a heterosexual struggle with a heterosexual flag and told you, hey, here's what you're going to do, that shit is illegitimate and perverted. If somebody got a homosexual flag with a homosexual sexual shit, that shit is sexual. I mean, that shit is perverted. Regardless of what the goddamn dynamic is, no sexuality struggle is legitimate. Just keep your shit to your fucking self, period. Nobody need to fucking know what you do. Doesn't make sense. And let's keep it 100. It's like somebody, if you can have a homosexual movement, then somebody can have an oral sex movement with a flag, with somebody giving head, or a flag with somebody, you know, whatever. It could be cunnilingus or fellatio, have a flag and shit. And just having the, you know, a whole fucking movement and shit. And just be dick sucking in the street or cunt licking in the street. And that makes that just cut that shit out. And you keep that shit to yourself. Cut this shit off, cracker. That we can't accept your bullshit. You're not going to do that to us. Fuck us up and misdirect. Like, what the fuck they got to do with anything? Nothing. You got to cut it out. And I'm just going to speak hard and tough on that. Because, again, that is a contradiction to proactive black African family values, hypersexuality, promiscuity, homosexuality, pimping and prostitution and drugs and all that bullshit. Leave it alone. That is not conducive to the health and well-being of any goddamn body, of anybody. And if you choosing to do those things, keep it to your goddamn self. The fuck you got to try to involve somebody else in it? Like, well, I mean, what do you call that? Is that like a systematic threesome and foursome that you want to involve the whole society into your goddamn sexual practices and behavior? So that's what it's like. Like, you getting off on that shit? Leave it alone. So at this point in time, I'm going to open a line to those who are waiting in queue, Revolutionary Love and Black Power, to all of you who have been listening. And we will be continuing these curatives and preventatives to get through all of the corollaries. And, of course, you know, for those who have missed out, I will have to cover the actual curatives and preventatives for this particular corollary, the Traumatic Black African Holocaust Disorder and Negro Pink Parenting. I just continued it tonight for those of you who were here to give you the value of this and not to not close, even though they kicked us the fuck off, to not let it close out on you like that. So 562-3489, Black Power. Black Power 562-3489. If you're on mute, you can unmute.
Black Power.
Black Power, Jimmy.
Black Power. I just want to say thank you for always sharing the knowledge that you share with us tonight. Message was very deep coming from you, and they tried to cut us off, and I'm glad you got us back in to finish hearing about it. And I just hope that everybody else was able to get back in and get on the line. And I just want to tell you, revolutionary love and black power.
Revolutionary love and black power. We got a call out of the 302-9027. Black Power, you on? Black Power, if you're on mute, you can unmute. 302-9027. Black Power, you on? One more time, 302-9027. Black Power, what is that? One more time, 302-9027. Black Power, you on?
Oh, that's great. That's the station, right? Yeah.
One more time. Area code 302-9027. Black Power, you on? I can hear y'all. Can I show you can hear me? 302-9027. You in the queue. What one press you on? If you're not going to say anything, I'll cut it off. But you are in queue, and you press to speak. So I cut you off. I have no idea what is going on. So they confused. I don't even know what to call that disorder, but I guess that'll be another topic for another time. Telephone disorder, I don't know. Or goddamn call in or online, I don't know. It's late. Or anyone else, please press 1 at this time if you have anything you'd like to express, any questions you'd like to ask at this time. Again, we would not and do not dictate any of the questions that you have to ask or any of the statements you have to make. It is freely open to you to ask questions, freely open to you to make a statement at this time. Don't be afraid. And if you heard anything that you felt was offensive, especially about sexual struggles in the gender, let us know what time it is. Especially if you're coming from that position, and well, let me not even use it. If you're coming from that dynamic, let us know what you think and what you want to say about it. That is the important value of the dissemination of information, is what you have to say. And we're here for you. So, again, anyone, anything you'd like to express, any questions you'd like to ask, any statements you'd like to make at this time, please do so. Other than that, what I will do is I will proceed with closing out tonight's actual broadcast. So I'll ask one more time, and then at that point I'll proceed to closing out. So I ask again. If you have a question or statement, please press 1. Please press 1 if you have a question or statement. One more time, press 1 if you have a question or statement. And as I see, there's no one asking any questions or statements at this time, so it's good. What I do is leave you all Revolutionary Love and Black Power. If you're interested in helping us continue this work, you can reach us at our website, www.therevolutionblackpantherparty.org, which is on Facebook, the Revolution Black Panther Party. You can call us via 562-375-3489. But, of course, if you are an agent calling, we don't want to talk to your punk ass and find something better to do. Revolutionary Love and Black Power to the Revolutionary Black Panther Party military family and to the entire black family indeed and in general. And for your agents, I need you to understand this. Black Power.
Over here, slip and slide records on don't even make that kind of music, homeboy. I got something I want to share with you, old police ass niggas. Go ahead and run it, dawg. You police ass niggas know you full of
possessions.
And that's when I thought, Lord, to miss on these niggas. That's when I found out that it don't mean shit to you niggas. Come out and see the realest niggas under pressure, fool. And run and tell them crackers everything they know. And when you push the niggas, tell it y'all.
Tell it all.
And how can y'all niggas live with snitching on your dog? That's why I don't fuck with y'all puss ass niggas at all. Be the white one, you fuck niggas, since you full of
possession.
It ain't no secret, nigga, my freedom mean the world to me.
But
down a real nigga mean a little more to me. That's why I don't fuck with y'all niggas, cause we ain't built the same. Cause the fear of going to prison will make you niggas sane. If I ever tell on one of my dogs, I want a bitch to kill me. Cause if I ever turn that flower, bitch need to kill me. When them crackers sentenced you, nigga, they gave you 35. And you told on your dog to knock off. Now you got 30 left, pussy nigga that's still alive. After you niggas telling your dog how you niggas sleep, when you done violated the main code on the street. And just when I thought, Lord, it meant something to you niggas, that's when I found out it don't mean shit to you niggas.
Come
out and see the realest niggas under pressure, fool. And run and tell them crackers everything they know. And when you pussy niggas, tell it y'all,
tell it all.
Y'all niggas live with snitching on your
dog.
That's why I don't fuck with y'all puss ass niggas at all. I be the white one you fuck niggas since you full of
possession.
And I don't believe in that bullshit. My pressure bust a pipe. It ain't precious. Fuck niggas with bust a pipe. When God made niggas, he forgot to give them loyalty. Cause a nigga ain't loyal to himself, and these crackers know it. That's why these crackers win and put conspiracy in the game. They know if they get to it, you fuck niggas, one of y'all gon' sing. How the last five indictments ain't none on witness trial. Cause these pussy niggas tell us what ain't in downtown. These crackers send you niggas to prison without even spending money. I'm going to trial, cracker, you least gon' spend your money on me. A nigga told me he snitched so he can get home to his kids. But when you was out, nigga, you ain't do shit for your kids. Cause you on 24s, nigga, that don't impress me. I know some niggas on 24s, that's the police. This nigga that took his bid ain't telling his dog, that's what impressed me.
Like
time he call you from prison, tell him fly,
nigga,
said,
yeah,
you police ass niggas know
ball,
you full
nigga.
Of possessions. And just when I thought, Lord, it meant something to you niggas, that's when I found out it don't mean shit to you niggas.
YMCMB, Po' Boy Briscoe, Cadillac, what's up, my brother? Yeah, it's my pleasure, nigga, to set these niggas straight. We fuck nigga free for the 211, nigga. Lead ass, huh? Yeah, fuck nigga free, this young nigga rich. I keep the circle small and I never trust a bitch. I'm playing by the rules, money make them switch. And diamonds make them mad when they see your neck and wrist. I call them backstabbers, fuck nigga free. I bet you won't see a fuck nigga around me. And my dog showed his colors, he started telling lies. And when he came around, I felt the funny vibe. Times get hard, niggas go broke. Droughts come around, ain't no cope, ain't no hope. Fuck nigga free, it might cost a life, shit about a G. Fuck nigga free, ride solo, no codeine, no POs. Fuck nigga free from pussy niggas and hoes. Snitches to the haters, here's a letter to my phone.
These niggas real on the tube and on the mic, nigga. But pussy nigga, nigga, I'm real in real life, nigga. These niggas real around some hoes and when they right, nigga. But pussy nigga, nigga, I'm real in real life, nigga. In real life, in real life, in real life.
I'm on some other shit. I'm dressed in all black. I'm with my niggas. I'm in all black. I'm on some other shit. I'm dressed in all black. I'm with my niggas in all.
about nothing. Cracker, I ain't worried about nothing.
What?
Cracker, I ain't worried about nothing.
What?
Cracker, I ain't worried about nothing. Cracker, I ain't worried about nothing. Cracker, I ain't worried about nothing.
What?
Cracker, I ain't worried about nothing. Right around with that chip. Strapped up with that Nina, got too bad. The cracker has robbed you of a knowledge of self in cold, callous racial warfare. And they have lied to you. And now you glamorize devils, but they are beasts by nature. Genetic recessive cavemen and cavewomen who used to walk around on their all fours. Take the crackers out of your hearts, out of your minds, off of your walls, and off of your shirts, and understand you are the original people. Before you there were none, and after you there will be no more. Faggot, fucking, checker, woods, cracker, you ain't bout shit. Savage, fucking, devil, bitch, cracker, you ain't bout shit. All your lies are relevant, cracker, you ain't bout shit. Faggot, fucking, checker, woods, cracker, you ain't bout shit. Savage, fucking, devil, bitch, cracker, you ain't bout shit. All your lies are relevant, cracker, you ain't bout shit. Faggot, fucking, pecker, wood, cracker, you ain't bout shit. Savage, fucking, devil, bitch, cracker, you ain't bout shit. Shit. Kill about 600 million niggas in the past 6,000 years, pussy cracker. Brrrr, skip it. Fuck you and every pussy cracker with you. Fuck em. Don't put a cracker on the pitch. Don't put a cracker on a t-shirt. Back in the day, kidnappers in the boat. Same pussy crackers used to hang us from a rope. Glock 40. Oh, my ambition as a rider to sneak up on crackers and slide them. Cracker, I'm a race world fighter. You nothing but a bitch liar. Shout out to the shooters and the shooters only. Revolutionary Black Panther Party. 100 mags, all in my pocket. Shoot a cracker in the head, keep it solid. Bulletproof fast, squad up. Revolutionary Black piss up. Represent your race, throw your fists up. I don't give a fuck where you at, nigga, throw it up. Faggot, fuck it, pecker, woods, cracker, you ain't fuck shit. Savage, fuck it, devil, bitch, cracker, you ain't fuck shit. All your lies are relevant, cracker, you ain't fuck shit. Faggot, fuck it, pecker, woods, cracker, you ain't fuck shit. Savage, fuck it, devil, bitch, cracker, you ain't fuck shit. All your lies are relevant, cracker, you ain't bout shit. Faggot, fucking, cracker, wood, cracker, you ain't bout shit. Savage, fucking, devil, bitch, cracker, you ain't bout shit. Shit. Catch a cracker sleeping at the red light, flushing them cop lights, I'm about to jump it. You a beast, I'm a god, you a beast, I'm a god, you a beast, I'm about to prove it. Three C's, Monkey Jane hiding. Genetically recessive, they hiding. Used to climb trees, they hiding. Now they stealing oils and diamonds. Race war, fuck a crack, back a free. Revolutionary RBPP. Training all night, can't sleep. Keep the chopper steady. With the pot. Ah! Block the block, nigga, round up. Nigga loading up with real choppers. Race war, cold crackers ain't but a hoe. Crackers ain't nothing. Revolutionary Black Panther Party. UVP new, UVP new, UVP new, UVP new, load up all my shit. UVP new, UVP new, UVP new, I'm finna go to war. UVP new, UVP new, UVP new, you leave me no trust. UVP new, UVP new. Revolutionary Black Panther Party. UVP new, UVP new, UVP new, UVP new, load up all my shit. UVP new, UVP new, UVP new, I'm finna go to war. UVP new, UVP new, UVP new, you leave me in the truck.
Chopper City.
Revolutionary Black Panther Party on that revolutionary gun shit. Chopper City, race ball city, bitch. Chopper City, chopper, chopper city, bitch. Chopper City, chopper, chopper city, bitch. AR-15s all up in the city, bitch. Revolutionary gun, revolution shit. 100-round mags, you know who you fucking with. Got my other five fucking with the shoulder, bitch.
None of my shit. Well, 45 in concert, I'm sorry, gunman, sir, this just can't work. No, I'm out, sir. Well, for one, I'm gonna tell him I never stopped at the 45, and I'm black, and I'm black, and I'm gonna call him more than always, and then let him hang it, who tell him to me, I'm bringing it. No, I'm out, sir. Here's him, and I'm dead. So what?
Well, I know you're dead on the number, so I smell. Hey, you're running on me, girl, now I'm missing you to hell. Rise against my gun in a miniature fell. Get bullets in a yard, name out your brain cell, well.
See me on the gun, and you can take me for a pair of hurts. No, you didn't know you went to your
third. Me 45 in a gun, sir. Hey, me tell a boy, if him bad way side jungle is sure. In a flick of a second, you must get hurt, okay?
Skewing production, come for cause corruption. Some guy malfunction, me like them fashion. No option, none of mercy.
I said I'm riding west, in my bulletproof vest, and avoiding the sign of check. It could be Antoinette, or Miguel Paulette.
None of mercy, and some guy get upset.
Missing, missing, tough.
Them leave the world in a suspense.
Said them riding off when them attack with experience. And see me work and take sick to the treatment.
And the other day, them couldn't please them hardens.
Tell the pump.
Them leave the world in a suspense.
Said them riding off when them attack with experience. And see me work and take sick to the treatment.
And the other day, them couldn't please them hardens.
Leadership. What they do, what they're picking up. Real mashup. Yeah, man. Yo!
Me on a park, me on a walk, me on a bar. Man on a hog, man on a tag, man on a car. Me on a horse, me on a land, me on a car. Me love me God and me not stay far. Me not go run, me not go hide, me not go play. Me not go teach, me not go turn the referee. Me not go afraid of you, cause you not afraid of me. But me will take on your wolf and believe, boy. You think me simple, but not take man for school. You want to ride, go get the donkey or a mule. You want to ride, well, you know on your own.
Blessed.
You lost. You better walk on the right path. Big life, liberty, straight up. Mankind, wanna sing, song.
Memories don't live like people do. They always remember you. Whether things are good or bad, it's just the memories that you have. The
kicking back and taking it easy with a smile from my face, cover. For the first in a long while, we never have to deal with a full case. Spare a bench for the end, and I tell you, listen, watch out. Check it.
I didn't have to bust my gun today. I didn't have to kill no one today. And so I can almost safely say that today was a good day. I didn't have to rinse my Glock today. I could have keep my llama locked away. And so I gotta get one more chance to pray and be with him family. But if I die, should I decide tomorrow? It's gonna be pain and sorrow. Cause when I make the guy get dressy and bright, tell them say nothing I got so. Road boy in a fear in a parrow. Fear expose a guy brain and marrow. So a fool better careful with him life and live it right. Because when road boy start turn on it and the pussy rinse off the lamax, funk up the pussy. Fear and identify them by the police so that discover all about the city. When we this, no bother with it. Anyway, I didn't have to bust that gun today. I didn't have to kill no one today. And so I can almost safely say that today was a good day. I didn't have to rinse my glove today.
No big deal, no big deal. Dark in hell, you're gonna feel. Don't like in hell, and just must be go to steal.
Just a lunch to chop down them shield. Chop. Why run, come up in a me magnum, boy. Stand up in front, me shotgun, boy. Disrespect me, Cyber son. Are you lie, I disappear. Just what? I no want me, no want them hand. I no tell me, no tell them. If them this water house, man, them in a problem. And me go on, I fear them. Why? Talk until this a gun in a me on get hill. I'm so kill, boy. Oh no, this man from Rockport's outside and shoot us here. Never stop till now. Oh no, this man from Waterhouse, if you want from Nannyville.
World is in trouble. Anytime Mojo Banton come, Batty boy get up and run. A gunshot in the head back. You tell him no crow. World is in trouble. Anytime Mojo Banton come, Batty boy get up and run. A gunshot in the head back. World is in trouble. Anytime Mojo Banton come, Batty boy get up and run. A gunshot in the head back. World is in trouble. Anytime Mojo Banton come, Batty boy get up and run. A gunshot in the head back. You tell him no crow.
It's like boom bye bye in a Batty boy head. Who why not promote no nasty man, them off it dead. Boom bye bye in a Batty boy head. Who why not promote no nasty man, them off it dead. Two man each up on a hug up and a lay down in a bed. Hug up on a nether and a feed up leg. Send for the matic and the hoodie instead. Shoot them no come every shot set. Throw on Jackie, give them Paul instead. Them throw on the sweetness between the legs. Y'all bend down back way and accept the peg. And if it really hot, you know she still now go fled. And some man still no on the panty raid. Peer body business, them love. It's a boom bye bye in a Batty boy. Who why not promote no nasty man, them happy day. Boom bye bye in a Batty boy. Who why not promote no nasty man, them happy day. Woman is the greatest thing that ever put on the land. Put your love on from end down to foot bottom. But some man a turn around where them get that slam. Peter is not for Janet, Peter is for Jan. Suzette is not for Paul, Suzette is for Anne. Where the mama clad, them get that from. Here come the DJ name Bojo Banton. Comfy, shake me a that. Boom, 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 boom. Bye, bye, in a Batty boy, eh. Why not promote no nasty man, them happy day. Boom bye bye in a Batty boy head. Why not promote no Batty man, them happy day. Tommy said this is not a monkey, me said this is not. World is in trouble, anytime Mojo Banton come, Batty boy get up and run. A gunshot in the head back. You tell him no crow. I'm a day. World is in trouble. Anytime Mojo Banton come, Batty boy get up and run. A gunshot in the head back. You tell him no crow. It's like boom bye bye in a Batty boy head. Who why not promote no nasty man, them off it dead. Boom bye bye in a Batty boy head. Who why not promote no nasty man, them off it dead. Two man each up and a hug up and a lay down in a bed. Hug up and a nether and a feed up leg. Send for the matic and the hoodie instead. Shoot them no come every shot set. Throw on Jackie, give them Paul instead. Them throw on the sweetness between the legs. Y'all bend down back way and accept the peg. And if it really hot, you know she still now go fled. And some man still no on the panty raid. Peer body business, them love. It's a boom bye bye in a Batty boy. Who why not promote no nasty man, them happy day. Boom bye bye in a Batty boy.
Why not promote the nasty man, them happy day? Woman is the greatest thing that ever put on the land. Put your love on from end down to foot bottom. But some man a turn around, where them get that slam? Peter is not for Janet, Peter is for Jan. Suzette is not for Paul, Suzette is for Anne. Where the mama class, them get that from? Here come the DJ name, Bojo Bantan. Come be, shake me a dad. Boom, boom, boom. Bye bye in a body boy, eh. Why not promote no nasty man, them happy day. Boom bye bye in a body boy, eh. Why not promote no body man, them happy day. Tommy said this is not a bogey, me said this is not a deal. I come near with any skin must feel. Burn him up bad like a old tire wheel. One but your bant and your top. It's a boom bye bye in a body boy, eh. Why not promote no body man, them happy day. Boom bye bye in a body guy, eh. Why not promote no body man, you want no. Oh man, I hug up on a key, so finally don't need a bed.
It was not the ghetto rebel who moved his mother from one address in Kingston, sure. 11 to another address in Kingston, right. 11. It was that little devil.
Never!
Bullet! Yo, one to the transvestite, sodomite, now live another night. One to the bisexual.
Christ,
that boy will fuck man, dog, and gal. Bullet, bullet! One to Kingfish. King Queer.
I wonder if my bullets attract some bitch.
Bullet, bullet,
yo,
bullet!
One to them little blood clad panties. Yo, boy, panties.
Yo! Final one.
Me 50 caliber, we fly two pairs.
I'm bored the two pairs.
Grenade, boom, bang.
Them look like two pairs.
When me bust him, tell fish no move king. He must see a bumper clad bulletproof skin.
I know bulletproof, that's your one bulletproof skin. Bulletproof fierce, neck, furry, and chin.
Me bang not done till me black bullet king. Shad a mic, red head a bust like a pumpkin.
The bulletproof, that's your one bulletproof skin. Bulletproof fierce, neck, furry, and chin.
Me bang not done till me black bullet team, shadow mic, red head a bust like a pumpkin. Fishini, now you tell the world, say you moody. The Batman parade and gone, go shit booty. The Batman, yes, I come up front, you like Rudy. So many things, the money, you're greedy and truly. That's why you star piece the King Blue movie. And then they catch you with RuPaul, I play Ludi. But you can give me Ruby, Susie, and Chewy.
Make me put them in a mid jacuzzi. Remember you said, so you know about him and run the world. And you find out your girl name heard. And two RuPaul, them a twist up and twirl. So blood, blood, the game, pick a curl. You know what bulletproof, yes, you want bulletproof skin. Bulletproof, yes, neck, furry, and chin.
Me find not done it.
It was not the ghetto rebel who moved his mother from one address in Kingston, sure. 11 to another address in Kingston, 11. It was that little devil.
Never!
Bullet! Yo! One to the transvestite, sodomite, now live another night. One to the bisexual.
Christ,
that boy will fuck man, dog, and gal. Bullet, bullet! One to Kingfish. King Queer.
I wonder if my bullets attract some bitch.
Bullet, bullet,
yo!
Bullet,
one to them little blood clad panties. Yo,
finally,
boy, panties.
Yo! Final one.
Me 50 caliber, we fly two pairs.
I'm bored the two pairs.
Grenade, boom, bang.
Them look like two pairs.
When me bust him, tell fish no move king. He must see a bumper clad bulletproof skin.
I know bulletproof, yes, you want bulletproof skin. Bulletproof fierce, neck, furry, and chin.
Me bang not done till me black bullet king. Shad a mic, red head a bust like a pumpkin.
The bulletproof, yes, you want bulletproof skin. Bulletproof fierce, neck, furry, and chin.
Me bang not done till me black bullet king. Shad a mic, red head a bust like a pumpkin. Fishini, now you tell the world, say you moody. The Batman parade and gongo shit booty. The Batman, yes, I come up front, you like Rudy. So many things, the money, you're greedy and truly. That's why you star piece the King Blue movie. And then they catch you with RuPaul, I play Ludi. But you can give me Ruby, Susie, and Chewy.
Make me put them in a mid jacuzzi. Remember you said, so you know about the man run the world. And you find out your girl name heard. And two RuPaul, them a twist up and twirl. So blood, blood, the dream, pick a curl. You know what bulletproof, yes, you want bulletproof skin. Bulletproof, yes, neck, furry, and chin.
Me bang not done kill me black bullet him. Shadda my dread head a bust like a pumpkin.
No bulletproof, yes, you want bulletproof skin. Bulletproof, yes, neck, furry, and chin.
Me bang not done kill me black bullet him. Shadda my dread head a bust like a pumpkin. Him a fit all his tongue in a Jamaica. Him long it out center spread in a the paper. Him make about 2 yards of a acre. A sluice and a call in the man that's here. Yes. Top don't picky back. You lick things back up school.
weekend, your long out your tongue like a rope. Rub up the fallen angel in a heap like a coat, like a magic carpet. Now can't get clean the blow, me tidy. Okay, you walk around, she live. Not where much drive, where the house a leak like a sieve. And 6 months ago, your mother asked for a fridge, and you were mangled with the switch, and the expenditure negative. It's not me live with mama, with me she live. But to live with mama would be the biggest privilege. You go live with Patrick, and the park, your back bridge, and you go be that in cream.
Well, fishing in hand of pride, him just love the hype up. Busy with you, I don't trust the cream from both legs up. And your mother still a walk up, and don't attack both.
Now tell me, what it go from, what it's right, let's stop me sweet. Mama like a star, you treat your mother like a star. Me never yet see you an army, never see you with her a palm. Me never see her in your car.
You hide her so far away, you must drive on a muscle and a blast.
I'm not laughing at these things, I'm just talking at these things. When you're walking, telling everybody how you're with the king.
You will forever be nothing, that's why you'll tell you with more thing. You remember where my mother live, but you no give your mother nothing. And a bulletproof vest, you from bulletproof skin. Bulletproof face, neck, forehead, and chin.
Me man, don't tell me black bullet him, Saddam.
The same kind of bomb, bomb. The same with the arms of me and him. With a different style, different fashion. You know? Come and say one thing, Nancy, can't understand. For one thing, Nancy, can't understand. One thing, them a talk about me ambition. Say one thing, two, them a talk about me ambition. Come and say some of them a ask me where me get it from. Say some of them a ask me where me get it from. I told them no, no, it's from creation. I told them no, no, it's just from creation. Bam, bam, say yo, what a bam.
Read it and listen in them body language loud and clear enough. Watch this, it's like
A1 lover.
It's a real nice woman never explode like dynamite.
A1 lover.
Do it real nice. Gonna send your body on an ecstasy flight.
A1 lover.
Woman expert. Always a put in overtime work.
Whole lot of pleasure.
It could make you hurt. Female satisfaction we put first. That's why the girls call me
A1 lover.
And when we get the trophy,
I'm not a clever.
Tell me how the object of them desire.
Only you can light my fire.
Just like she said was
total pleasure.
It's a ecstasy.
Too much pleasure.
Woman want access at them own leisure.
Valuable item, priceless treasure.
Expert loving your get to the max. Explore your body just like a world map. See you a massage and things like that. Climb the twin peaks with the chocolate top. Search through the jungle, find it up the spot. Enter the trend from front and back. Protect the keys that open the lock. To feel the sensations in all your love, mask me at it. It's a real nice. Woman, them a explode like dynamite. Send your money for the ecstasy flight.
A1 lover.
Ecstasy king. Would have been the devil if loving was a sin.
Want you forever.
Why will we ring? In a minute she whisper and a sin.
A1 lover.